Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus Yeshua the Messiah and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shalom, my dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, and dear friends. We are studying the interesting gospel of John, Yohanan, and we have arrived to chapter 15. And in this ministry meeting, we will continue from verse 18 to the end of the chapter. John 15, verses 18 to 27. In these verses, the Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, continues in the instruction that he gives to his disciples, his Talmidim, in the upper room, and we might say on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, in Hebrew, Gat Shmanim, the Garden of Gat Shmanim. There will the Lord Jesus the Messiah will anticipate his death on the shameful altar on the Roman cross, where he is anticipating to be, you might say, pressed all the way through when he will ultimately die on the shameful cross for your sins and mine, to fulfill that which was prophesied years ago by the prophets of Israel. From verse 18, we read, John 15:18, Yeshua continues to speak to his disciples, and he says, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning." Now, beloved brothers and sisters, here in this portion, John chapter 15, verses 18 to 27, the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, continues with his ministry to his disciples because he is just about to depart and to go back to the Father, to the Abba in glory in heaven. How he will go back to the Father from where he came? Well, he has to go via the cross. He will have to die to fulfill that which was spoken of him in the Hebrew prophets. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord laid upon him, that is the Mashiach, the Messiah, the iniquities of us all. Well, if you and I, and if any man in this world will ever will be able to receive forgiveness of sins, sin must be paid for. And therefore, Yeshua, the Messiah, will go now to the cross, but he is now in the upper room with his disciples in the city of Jerusalem. He just concluded with the feast of Pesach, Passover, celebrating with them, saying to them, with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Then he introduced what is known to be the remembrance of him when he took the matzah, the unleavened bread, and he took the cup, the wine, and he said, take, this is my body which had been given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He took the cup of redemption, and he said, take, pass it from one to another, drink of it. This is the blood of the new covenant in my name, which is shed for you. And he is on the way to shed his precious blood on the cross. These are really the last hours in his life here, as we are here in John chapter 15. In the upper room in the city of Jerusalem, anticipating now to be captured from the Garden of Gethsemane, the Garden of Gethsemane, where the olives is being pressed and oil comes out, where he is anticipating to be pressed, where God will press him, where God will judge him, where God will judge this holy man, the sinless one, for the sin of this world, and he is in anticipation for this. He is now sharing with his disciples these words of encouragement, and that he wanted them to understand that they, as much as everyone that belonged to God, God's people will experience opposition from a world that reject God and reject his Mashiach, his anointed one. To remind you that in the second psalm we do read, as the psalmist of Israel wrote, and he says, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine vain things. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah, against the Lord, and against his anointed, saying, the word anointed is the Hebrew word Mashiach, Meshicho, his Mashiach, his anointed one. Why do the heathen rage? Why do the people imagine vain things? Why do the kings of the earth set themselves, and why the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against the Mashiach? Well, why? Because the world rejected God. You and I, before we became believers in the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, we rejected him also. And the Holy Spirit of God touched our hearts and opened our eyes to see that we have sinned and we need forgiveness of sins, and that Yeshua came to pay for our sins. That's why we love him, because he first loved us. The world said, Psalm 2:3, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. The human race do not want God's boundaries. The human race do not want God's commandments and instructions and guidelines, because we all have gone astray by nature. And so in this second half of John chapter 15, Yeshua the Messiah is adding to the instruction that he have already given to the disciples in the beginning of the chapter, verses 1 to 11 of John 15. He wanted to instruct the disciples that the God's people are looked upon as branches that belong to the geffen, to the vine. And they need to abide in the vine. They have privileges, but they have responsibilities. That's why God disciplines his own people. Secondly, in verses 12 to 17, which we have also covered of John chapter 15, God's people looked upon as friends. He called us friends, Yeshua the Messiah. He called us friends. We are the friends of the Lord. And friends need to obey their master, their Lord. And so now, in verses 18 to 27 of John chapter 15, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, is instructing the disciples with this truth that God's people will experience opposition from the world as he himself have experienced opposition from the time that he began to minister in his public ministry until the time that he died on a shameful Roman cross. And so you notice that when Yeshua began here in verse 18, he said, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Notice that he used the word the world. It's not limited to Israel. It's not limited to the Jewish leaders. It's the whole world. The unregenerated human race, the unsaved and unredeemed world rejecting and hating God. And again, to remind us all, beloved brothers and sisters, lest we point our fingers at others, you and I were there by nature. We've already read this in John chapter 3, where the Lord Jesus himself said in verse 19 that men love darkness rather than light in John chapter 3. We did also read a little bit earlier that this is the condemnation. We've already read earlier in this chapter that the condemnation is that men do not want the light. This is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. But men love darkness rather than light. And you see, that's why Yeshua the Messiah in the city of Yerushalayim explaining to his disciples, listen, this is what will happen now that I'm departing and I'm soon to return back to my Abba, to glory, Lashamayim, to heaven. Now you will experience also opposition. And I want you to know, he said to them in verse 18, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why? Because when these early Hebrew believers followed him, they are affiliated with Yeshua, with Jesus, the Messiah. And whoever hates him, whoever hates Yeshua, Jesus, will hate those that follow him. It always was so throughout the history of Israel. Israel, the people of God, the chosen people, those who wanted to oppose God, Satan hates God and God's ways, and God's people hated the Jewish people, the nation of Israel as a nation. Now those who will become believers, part of the ecclesia, the church, who will been chosen by God, as we have already read in the previous verses of John chapter 15, where Yeshua said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordain you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it unto you. He was the one that had chosen every one of us who became a believer in the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, and became part of the assembly, the church, the true assembly of the redeemed people. Well, the assembly will experience the opposition because the God of this world, Satan, hates God and God's people. And so if we reflect throughout the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus himself said, if the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before you, because All throughout his public ministry, he experienced opposition by those who were not believers. To remind you that in chapter 5 and verse 16, therefore did the Jews persecute Yeshua. The Jews in the Gospel of John always have a reference to the Jewish leaders. To remind you again, it is important to understand that in the Gospel of John, the word Jews mentioned over 70 times, and most of the time it's applied to the religious leaders of the day, because he himself was a Jew. The disciples were Jews. The people were Jews. So when we read the word Jews, it's the Jewish leaders. They sought to slay him, according to verse 16. In John chapter 7, we do read again, in verse 19, Moses gave you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law. Or why go ye about to kill me? A little bit later, in verse 25, then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they seek to kill? My dear friend, if the Lord Jesus is going to come today to this world in which you and I live in today, anywhere in this world, men by nature, sinful men will seek to put him away, to kill him. The heart of men haven't changed. The human race haven't changed. We all have fallen into that condition. And unless God save us and we see how much God loves us and what he was willing to do in order to provide redemption for us, we by nature hate God and hate God's Son, the Messiah. We read in John 8:37, I know that ye are Abraham's seed. Why ye seek to kill me? Constantly he was experiencing opposition in his life. In verse 59 we read, then, John 8 verse 59, then they took up stone to cast at him. But Yeshua hid himself and went out of the temple. This is what he experienced throughout his life in his ministry. In chapter 9 and verse 22 we read, these words spake his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was the Messiah, he should be put out of the synagogue. And of course, in chapter 11, we have already read this. And there we read in verse 8, his disciples said to him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou hither again? To remind you that the events in which we find ourselves in the study of the Gospel of John happen to be in the land of Israel. And if the Messiah will come today to any portion of this world, men by nature would hate him and will seek to kill him, just as it happened in days of old. And so now those that will follow him, Yeshua is telling the disciples that the world will hate you because it hated me before it hated you. You see how sad it is. We marvel, why is it? Why? Because what has he done in order for our hearts to hate him so much? Well, we learn again that it has to do with the human nature that we all possess. The same Apostle John who wrote us the Gospel of John by divine inspiration and who wrote the words of the Lord Jesus the Messiah as he recorded it in John chapter 15, he wrote later on in his epistle in 1 John chapter 3, he himself wrote to the believers later on. He said, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. It is fascinating to see how John, Yohanan, the apostle who gave us the gospel of John and recorded the words of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, in John 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, he shows us that this is so possible because of the human nature to hate the believers, the brethren, one another. That's why he says that the evident that we love the Lord is when we love the brethren, because there is a change happen and a person become born again, and as he or she walk in the power of the Spirit of God, they will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. They will walk in the Spirit and they will love the brethren, even though the believers are all failing people, like all of us. And so what a lesson we learn from just this one verse in John 15 and verse 18. How we need the grace of God to understand that when the world hates us, it is because the world hates Yeshua, hates God. In verse 19, Yeshua, Jesus, continued to say to his disciples, "If ye were of the world would have loved his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." The Greek word here for the word world is cosmos. And cosmos also has to do with the world system. And because the world system is headed up by the god of this world, the small g, namely Satan, so the world and its system do not want God, the true and living God, do not want the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one. And that's why in verse 19, Yeshua continued to say, you know, you are hated because you are not belonging to this world. You see, beloved brothers and sisters, that you and I have been transferred from this world of darkness to another kingdom, the kingdom of the Son of His love. We belong now to Yeshua the Messiah. This is so wonderful to know that we have been transferred to another kingdom, to the kingdom of the Son of God's love. We read in Colossians 1, verse 12 and 13, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us, the believers now in Yeshua, made us to meet or suitable to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. On what basis? Verse 13. On a basis of the fact that He, this is God, this is the Lord Jesus, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, or the Son of God's love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, and what we have, the forgiveness of sins. Yeshua forgave our sins when He died for us on the tree. And so He is preparing them in the upper room. He is on His way to the Garden of Gethsemane, and from there to be taken to Caiaphas, and from Caiaphas to Pilate, and from Pilate to be taken to be executed, to be hung on a Roman tree and a Roman cross. And there to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Where holy and a righteous God forsook a sinless man because of the sin of this world. So Yeshua remind the disciples and reminding you and I, if we were in the world would have loved his own. But because we are not of the world, he says, I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Again, notice that the word here in verse 19, because I have chosen you. We read already in verse 16 of John 15, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. You know, beloved friend, unless the Lord have chosen us, we will never come to the Lord. We have been chosen in Christ, in the Messiah, before the foundation of the world. And in time, by the Spirit of God, we have been wooed in. We have been drawn in. And God, by His Spirit, have drawn us to see our condition and turn our hearts to Him. And that's why today we belong to Him by the grace of God. We are not part of this world, even though we live here. We enjoy the many blessings that the Lord provided for us here in this world, and we thank God for placing us here in this world. But this system that do not want God, we are no longer belong to it because we have been transferred from this kingdom here of this world that headed up by Satan to the kingdom of the Son of God's love. And who is this Son of God's love? Is the Mashiach himself. To remind you that in John chapter 20, we read in verse 30 and 31, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, that Yeshua is the Mashiach, the Son of God, Ben HaElohim, and that believing ye might have life through his name." Wonderful to know that we belong to Yeshua, the Messiah. We have been transferred to belong to the kingdom of the Son of God's love. The Lord continue here now in John 15 and verse 20, and he is now addressing his disciples by way of encouragement to tell them, "Remember the word that I said unto you, that the servant is not greater than his Lord." He have already told them this earlier in the upper room, of course, in the early part of this deliberation. In chapter 13, verses 13 to 17. "If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you."
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.